It's not a license to cover sin and disobey God either. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter number 5. You see, somehow along the way, within the last decade or two, you know what leadership has become? Basically the guy who covers up sin whenever it takes place in the church.
Yeah, right.
It's like, oh, well, what leadership is the ability to organize sin out of the view of the people. Okay? That's a bunch of crap.
Amen. Amen.
Okay? You know what leadership is? Is the ability to humble yourself and say, oh, man, I hired the guy and he's a stinking faggot.
Right, right.
And we need to fire him and turn him into the authorities.
Amen.
Okay? But you know what we have today? We have leaders who are not willing to fess up to that.
Right,
right. I.e. North Valley Baptist Church.
Right.
Who hired a straight pedophile.
Right.
And then when they find out that he's a pedophile, what do? They try to cover it up.
Yep.
You know, that's garbage leadership.
Amen.
And it's interesting, right. I was preaching at Verity Baptist Church just about a month ago, and I called out North Valley Baptist Church just for that reason. I talked about the weak leadership. What happens this week? Finding out that Giovanelli, you know, the song leader, music director, whatever, of the vice president of Golden State Baptist College, being found that he's a pedophile.
Right.
You know, people will respect Pastor Treiber, if he would have just been like, this is disgusting. I can't believe I didn't know about this. He's fired. We're turning him into the authorities. But what do we see? This pastor's just trying to cover everything up. Just like with Mike Zachary and all those other faggots.
Right.
Okay? No, why don't you be a man of God and just own up to it?
Amen.
That's what leadership is. We have weak leadership in America today. Okay? And look, people want to get mad when we start criticizing the old IFB, but this is the reason why we're criticizing the old IFB. Because of the weak leadership the old IFB had. And look, obviously there's people in the old IFB that are not weak leaders. They're great men of God. They've done great things. We love them. We may not agree with everything, but you know what? There's people also on that side of the fence that are not good leaders.
Right, yep.
And they think good leadership is just covering it up all the time. Anytime something happens, Amasa gets killed, then what happens? Joab just comes, puts a cloth over him, and drags him out of the way so no one sees him. That's not the way to go about things. 1 Corinthians 5:1 says, it is reported commonly that there is fornication among you, and such fornication as is not so much as named among the Gentiles, that one should have his father's wife. And ye are puffed up. And have not rather mourned that he that had done this deed might be taken away from you. Paul's saying, you're proud, you're arrogant, you're proud, you're puffed up. Why? Because you're not dealing with it.
Yep.
Okay? You say, well, what do you think? Why do you think Pastor Treiber is not dealing with it? You know why? Because he doesn't want to lose money. That's why. Okay? He's afraid to mar his reputation.
Right.
What about God's reputation?
Man, right.
You're going to cause the enemies of God to blaspheme because of your weak leadership.